Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Newsmakers podcast. This is Herb Warple, managing editor. Today, we're talking with Don Altman, owner and president of Air Advice for Homes. In this podcast, Don will discuss IAQ and how contractors can capitalize on this portion of the market. We'll see you on the other side. Good afternoon, Don. It's a pleasure having you join us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Can you share a little bit about yourself with our listeners, please?
Sure. I'm the owner and president of Air Advice for Homes. My background is in finance. I was the CFO of Air Advice for several years before I bought the business. I'm like that guy, Victor Kiam, back in the 90s or 80s, who bought Remington Shavers. I liked it so much that I bought the company.
Tell us a little more about Air Advice for Homes, Don.
We provide a tool that enables residential HVAC contractors to assess the full spectrum of indoor air quality issues in their customers' homes. We like to say that we make the invisible visible. Documenting the IAQ issue is the first step in convincing the homeowner that he has a need that the HVAC contractor can satisfy.
So how did the company get its start? Where'd the idea come from? And how is it used as a solution in today's market?
Well, our business was founded in 1999 by a guy named John Scarden. John's wife suffers from severe asthma, and she could have a life-threatening attack when she was exposed to particles or VOCs, but she had no way of knowing when she was in danger. So John, who's an electrical engineer by training, designed and built a device for measuring indoor air pollution. He wanted to make that product available to all homeowners, so he started Air Advice. First thing he realized when he started the business was that going directly to homeowners really didn't work. Once the homeowner understood the IAQ problem, he wanted the solution, and John was not able to provide it. So John found the perfect business partner in the HVAC industry. John's product could identify IAQ issues in the home, and contractors could solve the problem with their portfolio of IAQ products. So it wound up being a marriage made in heaven.
You sort of alluded to this, that rarely will a homeowner call regarding a poor air quality issue because essentially they don't believe their air is of poor quality. Of the people you talk to, what percentage of their indoor environments include IAQ issues?
Well, I agree with you that homeowners don't believe their air is poor. For one thing, they can't actually see or feel the problem. You know, the irony there is that overall pollution in homes increases every year. With ongoing weatherization of existing homes and more energy-efficient new construction standards, homes are tighter and tighter every year. Pollutants accumulate in such homes to potentially toxic levels. We have tested over 100,000 homes and have found that 91% of them have at least one IAQ problem, and 82% have two or more problems.
So the problems exist, but how, though, can a contractor elegantly bring these up before a homeowner?
That's an issue that we've struggled with over time, and our solution is a two-page document that we provide to our contractors that allows them to introduce IAQ. The first page of the document gives a brief overview of IAQ in the home, what the potential issues are, and how they can affect the occupants. The second page is a questionnaire designed to help the homeowner and the contractor decide if the home may have an IAQ issue and should have an assessment.
Okay, so after introducing IAQ, explaining exactly what it is, discussing the impact of polluted air, how then does your company use a device? You guys have the Air Advice for Homes IAQ device. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Our device is a portable monitor. It's about the size of a paperback book. You place it in the home in the primary occupied space, you know, the family room or so forth, and plug it in. The monitor measures and records six IAQ parameters once a minute: temperature, humidity, particles, VOCs, carbon dioxide, and carbon monoxide. Once a day, usually in the middle of the night, the monitor uploads the data to our servers for analysis. We recommend that the contractor leave the monitor in the home for 3 to 5 days to get a full picture of what's going on in that home. And at the end of that time period, the contractor can log on to our website and generate a report that shows the results.
So this device is essentially a do-it-all type of instrument. Can you explain a little further what equipment, charts, or devices this may be replacing?
Sure. Usually contractors have one or more handheld devices, you know, typically a particle counter and a CO detector. And they use those when a homeowner has a complaint. The problem with these devices is that they take an instantaneous reading at the moment you pull the trigger. Well, IAQ varies tremendously over the course of a day, so the reading you get from a handheld device is almost random. It pretty much depends on when you use the device. Maybe you see the IAQ problem, maybe you don't. That's why we recommend a 3 to 5 day study so you get a complete picture. The other problem with handheld devices is just the sheer cost of buying all the units necessary to match the spectrum of IAQ issues our monitor detects.
So after you've gathered the data, how do you show the results to the consumer? And is it really easy to do?
Oh, yeah, it's really simple. You just log onto the website and generate the report. The report itself is a 10-page report that is designed for the contractor to share with the homeowner. The first page is a summary page, which groups our findings into health, safety, and comfort issues, and grades each of those issues in a yellow, a red, yellow, green format, you know, something that's easy for the homeowner to grasp. Behind that summary page are six detail pages. Each of those pages has a chart showing the level of a specific IAQ parameter, how the level in the home trends over time, and how it compares to accepted norms determined by ASHRAE, the EPA, and other authorities. For our contractors, our report is the lead-in to presenting his proposal. You know, we identify and quantify the problem, and the contractor recommends the solution.
This device is very intriguing, but part of the problem is starting before you even use the advice, explaining that IAQ is more than just an add-on or a component to accompany a unitary sale. What are your thoughts on this, and how should contractors go about approaching this?
Well, I think our industry shortchanges our customers and ourselves because we focus so narrowly on just heating and cooling. We do our customers a disservice by not ensuring that their homes are comfortable and safe as possible, and we do ourselves an injustice by ignoring a revenue stream that is potentially as large as heating and cooling. You know, the revenue issue is particularly important in today's environment. I consistently hear from manufacturers, distributors, and dealers that unitary sales are down 40% from the peak, and volume is not coming back in the foreseeable future. You know, back in the bubble years, we could treat IAQ products as add-ons and still meet our business goals, but that's not possible today. We have to make up that 40% of revenue somewhere, and IAQ, to me, is the logical answer.
Does seem logical, but again, contractors still have to make the sale. Do you have specific wording or methodology that seems to work?
You know, in general, the contractor has to position the IAQ for what it is. It's a health and safety issue. This is a very real problem, particularly if there are children in the home. You know, people aren't born with allergies or asthma. They are born with a genetic predisposition. They have to be repeatedly exposed to a trigger to develop the condition. Kids spend two-thirds of their time in the home. If the indoor environment contains high concentrations of those triggers, you know, mold, spores, VOCs, and the like, the kid develops the condition and has it for the rest of his life. In many cases, this is avoidable through IAQ management. You know, even if you don't use our program, there are some simple steps you can take to determine if there is the potential for an IAQ issue and an IAQ sale. It's pretty basic logic when you think about it. If one of the occupants has allergies or asthma and the HVAC system has a fiberglass batting filter, the home needs a filter upgrade. And actually, that filter needs to be upgraded regardless of the occupant's health condition. The filter was designed to protect the HVAC system, fans, and motors, not the household occupants. What we provide is a more thorough analysis that ultimately you can't perform through a visual inspection or a simple question and answer session with a homeowner.
Now, your device seems like it'd be a very nice and very beneficial tool for contractors. Is your company nationwide, and how many contractors are you currently partnering with? And the response has been pretty good, I imagine?
Yeah, the response has been great, particularly in the last couple of years. We've partnered with contracts across the United States and Canada. Many of our contractors have been with us for 10 years now, so they clearly see the value in the platform. Today, we're seeing a new group of contractors getting interested in IAQ. They see IAQ products as a way to expand their revenue and create a competitive advantage.
And the company continues to grow. Answered this, but how important really is IAQ, especially to contractors, and just how beneficial is this device?
Well, as I said earlier, I think our industry does a huge disservice to itself and to its customers by focusing so narrowly on heating and cooling. IAQ is a market that already exists. Every year, homeowners spend billions, that's billions with a B, at places like Home Depot and Costco to buy in-room IAQ products, such as air filters and humidifiers. Our industry can do a better job at a lower cost. Think how many in-room filtration devices or humidifiers a homeowner has to buy to treat the air in his home. Compare that cost to upgrading their central HVAC filtration. What a value proposition. We should own the IAQ market. It should be part of a conversation with every homeowner.
And Don, if listeners and contractors are interested in learning more about Air Advice for Homes, where should they turn?
Well, first place is our website, airadviceforhomes.com. It gives a pretty good idea of how our product works and has links to download a sample report or view a video of our process. And you can always just call us. We talk to dozens of contractors every day and are always happy to meet someone new.
Don, what's that number?
If you want to call in, the best guy to call is Dustin, who's our service manager. You can call him at 888-959-4686, extension 103.
Fantastic. Well, we're certainly going to keep our eye on this device and your company. Sounds like you guys are going to potentially own this corner of the market. So it's great to talk with you today, and hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for tuning in to our conversation with Don Altman, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmakers podcasts, which are available to download for free on iTunes. For more information on the news or to scan our wide podcast archive, visit www.achrnews.com.